Hi everybody, we are in Tikkuni HaZohar for Ma'alot HaSulam, verse Mem Dalet, 44. What I'm going to do, I'm going to play between different commentary, Ma'alot HaSulam, also I'm going to use the green one, Matok Midvash, and then Be'ezrat Hashem, with the help of God, we're going to use the Buzaglo, Tikkuni HaZohar Perush, which is called Kiseh Melech. And may God give us enough power to be able to understand it, to explain it, and also to enjoy it, and also not to do a mistake while we're explaining it. So I'm going to start with Rav Weinberg first, and then we're going to jump into the simple explanation of Matok Midvash, from the Gra. So, Mem Dalet. Nigun HaShvi'i, remember we talk about Tehillim, we talk about 10 levels of Nigunim based on the 10 Sfirot, corresponding to 10 Sfirot. Nigun HaShvi'i, the 7 Nigun, 7 Melody, Ubenetzuach, because we know it's Netzach, right? I mean, Netzach, or then Yesod. Right, Shvi. Netzach. Leshon Nitzachon. What does Netzach mean? Winning, victory, Nitzchiyut, eternity. Shu Netzach Israel. And this is the verse that you're familiar with from the book of Samuel, Shmuel, Melachim, in the book of Kings. Netzach Israel, the eternity of Israel. What does that mean? Ainu Sfirat Netzach Yerech Yemin Shazer Anpin. We know Netzach is the right leg, corresponding to the right leg. And Shelikra Israel, Besod HaKadov Ne'imot Mivilchan Netzach. And we call it Israel because it's coming from the verse, from Tehillim, Ne'imot, Mivilcha, Netzach, pleasure within your right is Netzach. V'lam ne'emar v'gam Netzach Israel l'shikar, the famous verse that Samuel say after he took the head of Amalek off, he say, and the eternity of Israel will never lie. What does that really mean? V'lam ne'emar l'mnatzeach al ha'elet ha'shachar, he also say in Tehillim, l'mnatzeach al ha'elet ha'shachar, l'mnatzeach al ha'shvidit. So every time he say l'mnatzeach, l'mnatzeach is corresponding to the word Netzach. Shoel, mi ha'shvidit? Because it says, "Lamnatzeach al hashminit." Ubishiv od sfirat od is sfirah hashminit, ve'aleha above u netzach sfirah hashvit. And I continue memhei 45. Nigun hashmini u odah ubo ya David shabach v'omar odu l'Hashem v'da v'dai the sfirat od. So when King David say odu l'Hashem, give thankful, give gratitude, give grace to God, is has to do with the hod. So grace is hod lamnatzeach ve'odu ba'em b'remuzot bet zvirot netzavot. So within Tehillim, when you have netzach and odu, together you have netzach ve'odu, two aspects of the two leg. Ve'em nisim, miracle come from there. Ki ba'em meirim ha'chasadim ha'megulim. Why is miracle come specifically from there? Because ha'chasadim megulim, the chasadim, the light of mercy is being revealed. And we know the light of mercy is like a vessel to bring all the blessings that come from above. Ve'ba'a sfira ha'shminit she'od, shibeach Moshe, and within this sfira, Moses used that as a vehicle to praise God, and that's why it say az. He used the word az, alef zayin, az yeshe Moshe. Then Moses will sing into the future, as the Ari explained, that will be the song that they will sing when the Mashiach will come. Mishum she'sfirat od, ish anadna le Moshe. So when it say az yeshe Moshe, that means that sfirat hod was involved in allowing Moses to sing that song. שנאמר ונתת מאותך עליו על ידי עין רעי הממנה. אמר לו שפיר כשאלת אז בבדעות יוד, חמי זמנים, עשר לחמישין, תרעיד דבינה, תושב דלוי בלחזת הדעות, וקינתם בבינה הדעות כולה התפשטה וחדה. בפרש אומרים עוד נכללת גם הבינה. So when we say עוד, we include within it the בינה. Five times ten, עוד is the fifth ספירה of Zeir Anpin. That's 5 times 10 sefirot each. That's 50. 50 is noon. Noon is bina. Az tikra v'Hashem ya'ane. Again, when you find the word az. B'sefirat od kolel l'shmoneh yemim milah. Od also is to corresponding to the 8 of days of brit milah. And then you have brit. And the brit coming right after the 8 days of milah. That's the 9, which is the yesod. Tzadik ezo. Ubabisom tigala yud. And then in the brit, we do 3 aspects. Katik de orla, 3 klipot. That's the Yesod. A Priya. Okay? This is what we do, the Malchut. Shul Sot Ateret HaYesod HaNeu Malchut. Sfira HaSirit HaMashlemet Le'Ezer Sfirot. So in here, I want to jump. I'm going to put the sticker in. I want to jump to another explanation. So you say, why is Az Yashir Moshe has to do with the Hod? How does he come with it? As the Gaon Mivilna. Okay? And the Rabbi Moshe Kodovero. Why is Az Yashir Moshe has to do with the eight? So let's understand it. הוא מתוק בדבש. תיקון תמניה בהודעה, היינו בעוד שהוא סתירה שבנית זר הפין, שלדון יתקן העוד דמלכות. הוביא אהבה משבח דוד עודו לשם ודאי ודאי. ושדוד היה מושרש גם בעוד. חייל משבח בהודו שבעוד יותר משאר אלולים. Because הוד is considered in זר הפין as the end, so it's like מלכות, for that reason, דוד המלך used to do a lot of הודעה, a lot of grace, a lot of praise, ואתה כולן נצח ועוד יחד. Now we're talking about נצח and הוד together, because it's a למנצח הודו, למנצח הודו להשם. בואו נעשה נצח ועוד, because למנצח זה נצח, הודו is הוד. והנו ניסים and miracle come from there. Similar like what we read before for Bram, Brandwein פירוש. שלדם נעשים הניסים. למה? למה? Why? Miracle. כי אני יודע שחנוכה ופורים מנצח ועוד. ובהם נעשו ניסים. Tell us the מפרשים. That miracle coming from נצח ועוד. פורים וחנוכה coming from there. ובי שבח משה אז. And that's what משה רבנו say. אז ישיר משה. למה אז? What is אז has to do with that? כי אז היא גימטרי החט. Because if you take אז, אלף is one. זין is eight. is חט. For that reason when you light the menorah. You light it next to your door. What does the door look like? חט. I mean it's a shape. כנגד ההוד, לספירה השמינית, and this is corresponding to the הוד of ספירה השמינית, of the eighth ספירה, בגין דהו הוד דהיב למשה. כמו שמלטתי בהתך עליו, דיינו שמשה זכה לבינה מתפשטת עד הוד. So Moses get the reward of getting the energy from בינה all the way to מלכות, okay? I'm sorry, all the way to הוד, ובבינה אדון הכל ניתן למשה. וכאילו אמר ונתת עוד למשה. So if we count it, בינה, חסד, גבורה, תפארת, נצח, הוד, אוקיי? We have in a way, I mean, is it six, no? What does it say? בינה, חסד, גבורה, תפארת, נצח, הוד. It's six, right? It's six. So, דיינו, שמוזר לבינה מתפשטת עד עוד, ובינה עד עוד, הכל ניתן למשה. וכאילו אמר, ונתת עד עוד למשה. ועוד כתיב, אז תקרא, היינו ספירת השמיניות. So the code that is say az yashir meaning the az till then it's still odd because aleph is 1 and zayin is 7 so it's the 8 va shem yane u atiferet mamshikh shefa leod veu keneged haod u tamaneh yomin debila and for that reason we have 8 days for the brit mila kamo shel ba yom shmini mol basar loato vetrei achar haod ba brit so like we say before the brit is coming right after the 8 days and then you fix the yesod. So the 8 days, you're fixing the Yesod. In the 8 days, you're fixing the Yesod. It's not that you add something. And because of that, is Yesod. And then you reveal the Yud. Because the male organ, the sexual organ of a man, is like the letter Yud. We know that, we touched about it before. Two eyes, nose, mouth, shin, arm, like Dalet. And the Yud is the sexual organ after the Brit. So you have 8 days of Milah. 9 days is taken care of the Yesod, is the 9, and the Brit itself revealed the Yud that is already there, so basically is 10 Sefirot. She'ateret ha'Yesod b'Yesod ha'Malchut she'b'Zeher Anpin, she'asira l'Eser Sefirin. So now we understand why us. I had to come to this commentary, not that the other commentary is not good, there is more to continue there, but we need to understand that, and in this level, in a level that can be clear. V'yod k'neged ha'od Sefirat Achet, and corresponding to the hod, em tamaniyah yomei Chanukah. There is 8 days of Chanukah. And by the way, we are really blessed to teach that just before Chanukah. That's not that I plan it. Actually, I was in the middle teaching Sukkot and Pesach. And this is just from the Creator, Baruch Hashem, that we found it. I mean, that it happened this way. So I guess whoever listened to it is has the merit to draw it to me. So I'm teaching it. But it's not because I knew that. It's because it just happened from above. כנגד עוד ספירה אחת, אם תמניה דיבר לחנוכה, שתקנו להדליק נרות אי חנוכת ימים. So the fixing of lighting 8 candles, which is connected to the hod. לכבדלת יומין. And when do you light the candle? After 24 days passing by. 24 days of the month of Kislev. רוצה לומר, אחר כבדלת יומין של חודש כסלב, שבהם סבלו ישראל יסורים קשים מהיוונים. What happened in the first 24 days between Rosh Chodesh Kislev till Chanukah? The Israelite or the Jewish suffer a lot from being a Jew in from the Greek, because the Greek unfortunately took away from them. If you know, in this week parasha, I don't want to lose to make you crazy. This week parasha, it say about Yaakov and Yosef. It say Yaakov shamar et hadavar. Yaakov kept the thing. מה זה שמר? Okay, so it's Shabbat. It's mem mila, brit mila, and resh rosh chodesh. So the Greek took away from the Israelite, from the Jewish, the Shabbat, the brit, and the rosh chodesh. So this was the yisurim, suffering, for the first 24 days. But it doesn't itaken yichud atachton denun baruch shem. So if you look at the baruch shem kvod, you know what you say after the Shabbat, there is 24 letters. So those 24 letters is a memory for those 23 days of Kislev. Shevam kav dalet otiyot. Umayad achar ha-tikun, dalet zayit tarav befiya. Right after that, say tikuna zohar. Let me see who's the commentary. I always like to say who is the commentary. Okay, it doesn't say here. Anyway, but it's about Min Vash. It says that he connected as the pigeon of Noach. Remember Noach from the ark when he sent the pigeon. The pigeon came back with a branch or leaf of an olive tree. Those of you know the size of olive tree actually is short, so it's kind of weird. I mean, olive tree doesn't grow tall like avocado tree. It's short, very short, beautiful, beautiful, but short. Which means if it was after the flood, I don't get the whole story because the water is supposed to cover it. So the tree that appeared first is a tall tree, not short. But maybe that tree was on a mountain. On Ararat. ומיד אחר התיקון דעלה זית תרב בפיה, פסול המשכות טיפת הייחוד. What does that mean that the pigeon was carry some leaves of olive? פסול המשכת טיפת הייחוד ששם מטיפות השמן זית. שבחוכמה שנעשה ייחוד. We know usually in a different commentary of the Zohar, the shemen zait, the olive, what is the olive oil? Is basically crushing the olive. So it's tipa, so squeezing something. So this is basically similar to the sperm that a man give to his wife to give birth. Very similar to squeezing. Aynu zivug dini shikin shabapesh shel kodem yichud atachton shabatkala nogva vegam yichud atachton nikra bechazal bilishon dibur ki mechazal ra'ava medaber. Lezeh mitoriru zachav nikol la'alot mayim nogvim ba'aba v'ima. Tell us matok midvash. Because this activation of Zachar v'Nukva is becoming one. Mitorim Zachar v'Nukva lot Ma'im Nukvi ba'Aba v'Ima. Because of that connection, they have Ma'im Nukvi. Ma'im Nukvi has been elevating with your action, talk, or thought, something of force or bochin, all the way to Abba v'Ima. U'miyat Shariye ko al Yisrael b'kafe b'kislev. And because of those 24 days, it elevates certain levels of energy, mochin, and the energy is dwelling on the Israelite on the 25 days of Kislev. Aynu sod yichud elyon de Abba v'Ima. What is that yichud? How does yichud look like? Ask Matok Midvash. What does that unity look like? And he write, if you take Yudke Vavke, 26, with Ekeye, plus 21, you take Yudke Vavke, 26, with Elohim, 86, you take Yudke Vavke, 26, with Adonai, 65, how many letters you have there? 25 letters. So if you count the amount of letters, Yud Kevavke, Ekeye, Yud Kevavke, Elohim, Yud Kevavke, Adonai, 25 letters. Kavuar bekavanot Chanukah. You find it in Shar Kavanot of the Ari. Vilun inun v'kenegdam em kafe tuzot yuchuda Shema Yisrael. It's corresponding to the same letter of Shema Yisrael. Avaya Elokenu, Avaya Echad, shebemilat Echad, Nesa Yichud Abba v'Ima. As we know from Kavanot of Kriyat Shema, the Yichud that you do of Abba in Ima is happening only on the word Echad. E, Aleph, Keter, Chet Sefirot, like that. And Dalet is Dalet Aniyah, which is as to do with the Malchut. Okay? Aleph, E, Ch, Ch, Chochmah, Bina, Chochmah, Bina, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzachot, Yesod, boom, Dalet, Malchut. And so you are, make the Dalet longer, and the Dalet is what captures all the light that comes from above. But anyway, that's the Shema, this different story. Bedayu, kenegid yichud ze, anesa az, nikra Chanukah. Shini torkon Chanukah. So now you know why you call it Chanukah. Chanukah. They park in Ka, Kaf A, 25. So the yichud nikra b'lishon Chanayah. So the union between Abba ve'ima. The union that Zera Pina Nukva elevate to Abba ve'ima, we call it parking. Like you park your car. Why you park your car? To do the dinner. To go buy a shirt, something. You park. So that's called yichud. That's called connection. Chanaya, menucha, resting. Sheneesa bekafei otiyot ele. And how do you connect to that menucha? Like when the patanach ateva, it's also said that the ark rests. The ark rests, similar to Hanukkah. In when in the 25 otiyot, by using those 25 letters that you have to meditate when you write the menorah, you have to look at those letters. When you see in those letters, yud kevavke, combine with eke, yud kevavke elokim, yud kevavke adonai, you have 25 letters. Aval netzach, why are we going back now to talk about Noah? Listen to what Matok Midrash is doing. And the ark resting, in what month the ark rests? In the 7 months. This all tikkun already took a place when we already did the holiday. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, we did it. Chodesh HaShvi'i. What is the 7 months? In Tishrei. What is the hint here? What is the secret? What is the Kabbalah? What is the Sitre Torah here? Begin the Netzach, Bebilat Netzach, Biramiz, Noach Tzadik. If you take the word Noach Tzadik, because Noach was Tzadik, Noach is Nun Chet, Tzadik or is Tzadik. So Nen, Nun, Chet, Tzadik, what do you get? Netzach, right? You see it? Netzach, Noach Tzadik. The letter of Milad Netzach, Bira Miz Noach Tzadik. Rotzel Omar Noach Shaya Ish Tzadik, Voya Mushrash Be Yesod, Amachia Ben Netzach Veod. What is it trying to tell us? If somebody is Tzadik, like Yosef, what is the corresponding, which sphere are they corresponding to? Very good, great job. Yesod. So that means Noach was in Yesod and he made the balance between Netzach and Hod. But Netzach Veod Nikraim Shchakim. Those of you who study with me Tikkuni Zohar from the beginning, we call that Shchakim. No, forget how I call it in English. Firmament. Shchakim, firmament. Okay? Netzach ve'od nikraim shchakim, firmament. Lama ze nikra shchakim? Why is it called shchakim? Ashochakim man la tzadikim. Lishchok mean to grind. So it say that the reason it's called netzach ve'od firmament because they are grinding mana. Mana like nourishment from above for the righteous people. So that's what they do. And that's why it's a man la tzadikim shem yesod. Tzadik is yesod. Netzach ve'od grinding the nourishment they need. Umalchut anikraim tzadik ve'tzedek. Malchut usually called tzedek. Justice called tzedek. Okay, so tzedek called malchut. That's what the tzadik bring you to the tzedek, bring you to the justice. Tzedek also means justice. And that's why I said, "Pitchuli shar tzedek avu b'modeya." So I say, "Open me a gate of righteousness; I will come with them." Odeya or chokma bina. We're not going to go into it; it's too much. I'm already confusing you. I'm sure. Malchut din kaim tzedik v'tzedek. So malchut is calling tzedik or tzedek. Tzedik is yesod. Malchut is tzedek. Rotzel lomar shenetzach ve'od morikim azera leyesod purot ben malchut. Meaning the netzach ve'od grinding. What are they grinding? The sperm into yesod, so he can give it to malchut. Ube benetzach kativ amayim gavru meod. We're still in with Noach. What did it say about Noach? And the water was accelerate. Yeah, accelerate more and more and more. Can you say accelerate about water?
Elevate.
Huh? Elevate. Gavru is not elevate. Zelo alu, gavru. They accelerate, they become more and more. Umefaresh dvarav. What does that mean? Shamayim gavru meod, that the water become more and more every day in the Mabul, in the flood. Meaning, when Israel, Brit Mila, when Bnei Israel, when the Israelites are damaging the Yesod, Shezaya b'gam dor Mabul, what was exactly the damage of the generation of the Mabul, of the flood? There were a lot of masturbation, a lot of wasting of sperm, and that's called damaging Yesod. Damaging Yesod is a problem. It says that everybody was wasting the sperm. Then the nation of the world can attack the Israelite. The Israelite cannot be attacked if they're keeping the Yesod. It's safe. If they don't attack, they're damaging the Yesod, nobody can touch the Israelite. Diyunun amayim azedonim. ואז יש שנקרא קליפות גם מנצח. So once Yesod get damaged, then the חיצונים, the external forces, want to capture the נצח הנהוד. מה שאין כן, וכאן נאטרין לי לברית מילה. עד מה בואו בהתגברות החיצונים, והמים היו הולך וחסור, שנחסן ולחש כוחם. So what is it say there? And the water was going less and less every day, meaning that the power diminished. עד החושש העשירי, when did the water stop? Please look at the Torah, it's amazing. In the 10th month. In the 10th month. Why it have to be in the 10th month? Which is Tevet, as you know. Chanukah, Tevet. מפרש דה, יוד המילה, די מלכות. Why it have to be 10th month? תיקון הזור doesn't look at it like Chanukah. He said the 10th month, meaning that 10th is יוד. And the יוד is has to do with מלכות. שהיא עשירה לעשר ספירין. שנתבלתה, כזה אנחנו יודעים גם מלכות שהיא סופה לכל דאגן. So what it say, that through the Mabul, through the flood, basically we preventing the klipot to even control the malchut because they start there, they damage the yesod, and then they want netzach v'hod. So by doing the flood, we cancel everything for them not to touch anything. Now look at it, where he jumped, the matok midvash. V'yakov, and Yaakov, I'm sorry if I'm jumping some to the subject, try to listen to it again and again. When he wrestled with the angels, in what leg the angels attack Yaakov? Hod, in the left leg. And it said that he was limping on his leg. A lot of time you see a lot of famous Kabbalists that limping. Okay? They have a staff, they have this, there is a reason. They carry the soul of Yaakov with them. Usually one of the leg will not work, usually. Usually the left leg. It will be always an issue there. מפרש שרוצה לומר, the parach mine Yudei Yaakov. What does that mean? Ve'utzole al yerecho. What does that mean that he was limping on his leg? Tell us, תיקוני הזוהר, the parach mine Yudei Yaakov. The letter Yud of Yaakov was gone. And that's what left if you take the Yud away from the word Yaakov. You have Akev. Akev is heel. Vainu Yudei Mila. What was exactly gone away when the Yud going away? Remember, the Yud, as we explained about Noach, is the Yud of the Brit. Because it's the tent. Not from the sexual organ, because that's nine. From the point of the Mabul. She'i kulkula yerech. V'ishtayr ekef, sh'romez l'itad l'achaz j'ayinu asid racha. And because Yaakov didn't have the Yud, he have only ayin kubbet, ekef. Ekef, the letter ekef, has to do with the snake. With the snake. How do we know it's Esther with the snake? With the Raza de Mila. Uy, Yeshavcha Rosh. We know that when God talked to the snake and Adam and Eve, he say, he will control your head, and the snake will control your akev, your heel. Okshi Yisrael Shomrim HaYesod. But when the Israelite watch their Yesod, the sexual organ, Motziim Chayot HaSitra Atra Nika Rosh. Then they go away from the Sitra Acha, from the Rosh, control. But if the Sitra Acha is controlled, if the dark side control, only through the Yesod, meaning the Sitra Acha can control Bnei Israel only through the sexual organ, only. Can you imagine only? Gama Yesod, then he not only taken the Yesod, he doesn't want Yesod. He want the whole system. He want Netzach or the Yesod. And he's Ekev. Then he's Ekev, which is the Akevaim, the heels. Now we jump into Sukkah back. שנשלמה סוכת דוד הנופלת שהיא השכינה בירך דילה באות שלה. And the way you build the סוכת דוד, meaning the end of time, the end, when Mashiach will come, we have to build סוכת דוד הנופלת, שנפגמה גם כן שאולי ירך זה רנפין. Without those foundation, the סוכה will not last. לפי שהיא הייתה דבוקה בו אחור באחור. אז היא תאמר ביעקב ויבוא יעקב שלם. If you remember, after all this problem, it says ויעבו יעקב שלם סוכתה. Yaakov came back complete to Sukkot, to a place called Sukkot, שנשלם שם יעקב. So from here we understand his Yud came back to him, שחזרה בו אות Yud בפרחמינה. The Yud left him when he struggled with the angel. ויעקב עדיין, you cannot, עמודה יצא מזה סתדר בה. And we know that Yaakov represented the center column, Israel represented the entire Ze'er Anpin. Kanoda Yaakov aya Merkava letiferet. We know that Merkava, the chariot of the entire Ze'er Anpin, is Yaakov. Mitzad HaKilim. Don't fool yourself. Yaakov is the center column of everything. Mitzad HaKilim. From the aspect, from the POV of the Kilim of the vessel point of view, Shem Chitzon Yuto. It's the external part of the entire Ze'er Anpin. Umakshe. And there is Kushiya in the Zohar, in Tikkuni HaZohar, Moshe Taman Ave. But we said that Moses is in charge of all Ze'er Anpin. Alo Moshe, I am a Merkava letiferet. In one part of the Zohar, those of you read Zohar, it said Moses is the in charge chariot of the entire system of Ze'er Anpin. And here it says that Yaakov is the in charge chariot of Ze'er Anpin. Umetaretz. But we know in Tikkuni HaZohar, it's not like the Gemara. You have Kushiya and you have to, 3 pages later to find the answer here. You're not allowed to have Kushiya because Kushiya are coming from the dark side, so you have to have a question and an answer right away. Umetaretz. Ena besitra delago ava. Shoya besod adat, she neshmat pnimiyut atiferet. Moshe Rabbeinu Moses was the pnimiyut. He was the internal part of the entire Ze'er Anpin, the entire what we call tiferet. Umefaresh yoter da Yaakov haya megufe. So Yaakov representing the body of the entire Ze'er Anpin and the pnimiyut, the light that go inside that body, that Moshe Rabbeinu. So if you want to understand Ze'er Anpin or tiferet, it's basically the cover, the chitzoniut is Yaakov, the pnimiut is Moshe Rabbeinu. Vedam Moshe haya min nishmata. Vegin da nefri shem nishmata pgam yerech ha-smol, arit rin yechin da amudai nishmata inu nisach vod, Ze'er Anpin haya shalem b'shteem. And because through that, we fix with Yaakov b'shalem, he fixed the entire system not to have damage. But when is that going to be complete? I mean, one time this get damaged, one time this get damaged. When it's going to be complete? רוצה לומר, אגב שנתבן זהר אנפין בן נצח ועוד, אם כל זה אינו שלם, אלא כזה חמש שחידה. All this will not be perfect until the שכינה will be connected to that system. כי זה עיקר השלמות, כשיש ייחוד זכר ונקבה. What is actually the ultimate good in the world? When the male and the female become one. That's why the seed with no good soil, meaning nothing. If you get a seed, there's no value. A soil can grow all kind of thing. But depends what the seed you put in. If you put the seed, of course, they have to be healthy seed. But the soil is what manifested. אז עיקר השלמות שיש בה, איתנו איכות זכרה ונקבה. עוד עכשיו יעקב, שבחינת זכרה, נעשה סוכתה. And that's what it means. And יעקב travel, which is Ze'er Anpin, to סוכות. What is סוכות? סוד השכינה. We know סוכות, איזה שכינה, איזה מלכות. He travel to סוכות, אני קראת סוכה. אז ואיבן לו בית, and then it says that he built himself a home. היינו שתיקנו בנה את השכינה על ידי אורות החסדים וגבורות להיות לו לבית. What does that mean that he built the sukkah to be his home? It's a code. And the code means that it was able to fix the malchut to him getting to the level he need to be. כי אין בית אלא אישה. And he say, what does that mean he built a house? He built himself to have a wife. עוד הכתיב לו בית, למה שכתיב בתיקון העולמות, באיפן השם אלוקים. And it's very, very similar for that reason, a man who has no wife considered not complete. So it's very similar to what it say in Bereshit, באיפן השם אלוקים. It say, באיפן השם אלוקים. Why it's after, באיפן השם אלוקים, את הצלע, מהאדם הראשון, when he took the ribs from Adam, and he built a new creation called a woman. Why it say, באיפן השם אלוקים? באיפן השם. יוד כבבקה. או באיפן אלוקים. Right? When it say, בראשית ברא אלוקים. זה בראשית ברא אלוקים, לא בראשית ברא השם אלוקים. הוא אומר זה ויבן השם אלוקים. השם אבא, אלוקים, אמא. ויבן השם אלוקים, שם אבא ואמא, את הצלע, סוד השכינה. את הצלע, the rib is the שכינה. בקטנותה, הוא בנו אותה לאישה. And he built it into a woman. ברוס בנה את חבר אמא בעד הזיווג. אמר, ויבוא יעקב שלם. And that's what it says, that יעקב came complete, שלם. מפרש דבריו. ברוס בנה תהיה סוכה שלמתה. At that time the סוכה will be complete. לפעמים כתוב סוכה חסר וב. Sometimes you have the סוכה without וב, sometimes you have סוכה with וב, וכשאם אלה אז אותיות כף וב, הוא סוד שגמטרה יוד כבב כעדני. If you take סוכה with וב, what are you going to get? סמך A is 65, which is עדני, כף וב in the middle is יוד כבב כ. So you want to make sure the סוכה is with וב. That's when you become שלם. Okay, so now I want to go back to another פירוש. I'm sorry if it's a lot on your brain. That's Tikkuni HaZohar, my friend. You got to start Tikkuni HaZohar. I didn't yet explain you, so we're done with this. Now we're going to this book that I look for him for a long, long time. Rabbi Shalom Buzaglo. הרב הגאון החכם השלום המקובל, רבי שלום בוזגלו. Here we go. So רבי שלום בוזגלו explained the leaves in the mouth of the pigeon. It used the word the עלה זית טרף בפיה. They used the word טרף. טרף mean לטרוף. To hunt. To eat. To hunt. When an animal has been eaten by a lion, let's say, so it say the lion taraf et a zebra. So taraf mean, attack. Yeah, taraf. So it say the leaves of olive, it's almost like she hunted. מה זה אומר? What does that mean? זה רבי שלום בוזגלו. אחר שטורפת אי אלו כבדלת אותיות, אורות, after the pigeon is hunting those 24 light, גם הזכר מתקשט בקף A שלו. The nukva is receiving 24, and if she completes the 24, she allowing the zakhar, the male, to receive his 25. לכן עושים חנוכה בקף A. Why we do חנוכה in קף A? You should do it in קף דלת. The מלכות is finishing in קף דלת, 24. So telling us, you need to do it in קף A כסלב, לרמוז שאז בא לזכר קף A. To give you a hint, that then the zakhar, the male, receiving the 24-5 light שלו, שהוא סוד ייחוד העליון, which is a secret like in Shema, סוד ייחוד העליון, ועניין המבול הוא סוד הקליפות. What is the mabul has to do with that? In חנוכה. Because the mabul, the flood, is has to do with the קליפות that try to capture the קדושה. וכל זה, שההוד נאמר בו והודיע נהפך עליי למשחית. And that's what it say, that in ירמיהו, in ג'רמיה, in Echa, it say, ועודי נהפך עליי למשחית, and my glory become my attacker, because if you take the word hod and you rearrange a letter, you get dave. Dave mean depression. Hod mean glory. אז גם היונה לא מצא מנוח. Then the pigeon never found a place to rest. Again, רבי שלום בוזגלו is you need to know the Torah by heart, so you know he taken verses from before, from after, and he does Gizra Shava, and you need to know the Torah to understand him. אז גם היונה לא מצא מנוח. The yona didn't find a place to rest. At you to kana hod. Because until you don't fix the hod, the yona, the pigeon cannot rest. V'yamshich or, asha v'yamu kavim orot elo gam ken, u'ma shelmar, aval netzach Yisrael lo yishaker, v'uze ha'tikun ol tzorech ha'od. Aval netzach kvar nitaken kodem, shesot tevat noach hi bina. The netzach already been corrected. Only what left is the hod. Why? Because it say, shesot tevat noach hi bina. The ark of Noach, you have to consider it as if it's bina. ונצח את מר בי, ותנח התיבה. ותנח התיבה בחודש השביעי. So if the ark is bina, the ark is resting in the seventh month, okay? אמה את מר, כמו שאמרתי, שנתקן מצד האות. כך למה נאמר ביום האחד, פריץ את הרגן. Rabbi Shalom Buzaglo, make everything short. He's jumping and jumping and jumping. And in those days, people didn't have money for ink. So they wrote everything in code. So, again, let me explain. Patanach HaTeva Beva Shvi, it's corresponding Shvi, Sheva. Sheva is connect to Netzach. Usually eight connect to Od. So if the Teva is Bina, then what is this to do with the Od here? So he's corresponding that to Sukkot. What is telling you in Sukkot? You have to buy a trog. I just made the liquor. My wife made it, actually, not me. Liquor from Citrog. Tremendous. So, it says that by Yom Echad, in the first day of Sukkot, you're supposed to buy a trog. What do you call a trog in Torah? Pri Etz Adar. The fruit of the tree of Adar. The way Adar. Doesn't call it Pri Etz Trog. Adar, like Hod. ביום חד היו רואה לקחת אותו. So, if it's true, you should take it the 8 days only. Only the simchat Torah, you should get it wrong. Because הדר, הוד, 8 days. לעוד, ששם תיקונה, אמר לו, ברימני, פירוש האמת שהתיקון הוא בעוד. It's true. התיקון is in הוד. אמנם כשהיא מתוקנת, אז עולה בימין, ואז מורה על ניצחונה. But, when you fix the הוד, when you fix it from the way, from depression into glory, then it's you win. And if you win, it's called netzach. Netzach means to win. כשהמשל שמביא לרעייו, כשעולה ביום חטא, אז היא מקבלת מהלב. נקראת פרי עץ הדר, דחר אתרוג הדומה ללב. And when she elevate, it's getting the תיקון from the heart, okay, from the heart, and then we call it פרי עץ הדר, and we call it פרי עץ הדר from the נוקבה point of view, from the hot point of view, but from the male point of view, we call it אתרוג. הדומה ללב, that look like the heart, הוא אבל היוצא מהלב שהוא בחינת מלכות, which is the breath that comes from your heart through the mouth, and we call it מלכות. ובזאת, המם, אין דיבוק והחיזה כלל רוצים. And this מלכות, I think מם stand for מלכות, there is no capture to the קליפות, אלא כולך יפה רעייתי ובום אין בך. It's saying שיר השרים, again, what Rabbi Yishon Bar Zaglo does, he take verse from his different book, put it there, explain how it's connected, and move on. I guess in his time, everybody was complete righteous, so they didn't need a lot of explanation. אלא כולך יפה רעייתי. He say, in שיר השרים, he say, about the שכינה, כולך יפה רעייתי ובום אין בך. You are so beautiful, my darling, and there is no damage in you, talking about the מלכות. And it say, when you elevate the מלכות to a place where it needed, that no lack is there, then it's complete. שהוא חזיזית פוסלת בה. And that's, and now we do another גזרה שווה, and he say, for that reason, the אתרוג is to be perfect. This year I was able to get enough אתרוגים for my people to be perfect אתרוגים for every person. I'm so glad I did that. And for that reason, I asked my wife if she can make a liquor from that. And the liquor, we did it as the essence of the אתרוג in it, and a jam for Tu Bishvat, so we can do שהחיינו. Tremendous, tremendous מלכות that we did this year. כי האתרוג רומז על זו המלכות שהיא הלב, because the אתרוג is actually the מלכות. והיא משקל אלו כל האיברים, and it's like the heart that give nourishment for everything. שהם, what is the איברים? What is the organ? גימל הדסים, three myrtle leaves, which is חסק ועוד תפארת, בית ערבות, two willow branch, נצח ועוד, לולב, the branch, no branch, this branch of palm trees is יסוד. Why יסוד? What is this to do? לא לב, לולב, למד וב, ולב, heart. הלב, שהוא מלכות, the heart, which is מלכות, זוהי למד וב. And we know that 36 has to do with יסוד. The amount of candle you light in Hanukkah is 36, I think, right? If you go 8, 7, I think it's 36. If you had the Shamash, it's 44. Okay? מאיר שם ועולה עד הדעת, because that light shine all the way to that. לכן צריך שיעלה עליון על הדסים. And now he's talking about all the shaking of the lulav. I just want to make sure if I'm missing something that I can give you for Hanukkah. Avadvain is telling us, hod is firah mirah v'shmonet yimei Hanukkah. So hod is what shine in Hanukkah. 24 days of the month until Hanukkah. שהם כנגד קו דלת אותיות של ברוך שם. דיינו תיקון הדינים של המלכות, וזאת יחודת התא, ומיד שעלי זית טרף בפי, נתגלה שלימות שבשורש המלכות, בנרות חנוכה. So, you need to do with שמן זית, you need to do with olive oil. Why? Corresponding to the bina, which is the ark, as רבי שלום בוזגלו said, and to the idea of, the whole idea of, the yonah, revealed that the flood is over. שורה קף אי על ישראל וקף אי בתסלב. So the 25 degree of light is shining on בני ישראל. What is 25? דיינו קומה שלמה של חמישה פרצופים. What is 25 corresponding? 5 times 5. 5 times 5. You have קטע חומה בינה, זרע, פית מלכות. And within each system you have 5. So 5 times 5 is 25. Very simple. כל אחד כלול בחמישה שהם קף אי. להשלים קף אי בחינות של אור. ואלו הם קפו בתיות של האיחוד העליון של זרע פין. This is the same thing with the Shema Yisrael. If you're fixing the Malchut, and the Malchut doesn't have a lack anymore, and it gets fulfilled, it's very similar to Zeranpin, it's the same thing. And she has also 25, like Zeranpin. And that's why it's called Chanukah. Park or rest in Ka. But Netzach, which is corresponding to the 7th, it says that the Ark stopped at that time. And again, repeat, נוח צדיק, נצח, and he's going to פירוש שער הכוונות, and he say like this, from the Ari, באופן אחר, כי דבר אומר, באופן לפי שבתפילת שחיר, so, to make it short, that section, what make חנוכה unique, that in חנוכה, you're getting, it seems as if, you're getting less amount of light, but the only difference in חנוכה, that you're getting directly from בינה. That's the secret. So מלכות, who is מלכות? Us, we are מלכות, we're living in מלכות. So try to imagine, that all day long, you're receiving more, but you're receiving through a messenger. So try to imagine that you love a certain product. Let's say you order from Amazon. And the owner of Amazon is the one who knocks on your door. But instead of giving you, I don't know what you order, in Amazon? Stuff for the house. Chair. You have a chair. You need chairs. Chairs. People are coming. You need chairs. You order one chair at a time. And it actually costs you less. And they tell you, listen, the owner of Amazon happened to be on your street. He can give you, instead of chair, he will give you just a way to build it. But if you want to meet the owner, you can. So, most probably, some people might say, maybe it's a bad example, but you want to meet the owner. What happened in Chanukah, the owner is the one who giving you the energy. שבקבלת הערותה על ידי עצמה, לא על ידי בעלה. וכן הוא כאן. Okay, so that's what we're getting. Chanukah ופורים, יונקת חלק הערותה מן העוד על ידי עצמה. So everything she receives is through the hod by herself. לא על ידי בעלה. But we need to understand that a little bit deeper. What is exactly happening? What exactly Matityahu, the Chashbonaim, and Banav did? What exactly happened there? צריכים להבריד את ההפרש הגדול ממוכין דאחור של הנוקבה, אל מוכין דפנים בפבנים. The nukva, the female can receive from the back and from the front. When I say from the back, meaning less desire. What is from the front, panim, panim of the nukva, is b'kina dalet. It's the fourth phase. The achorayim is aleph, bet, v'gimel. It's less. There is no desire there. Ki noda shamalchul ditzimtzum, aleph nigizah v'rosh adele l'yada. What happened to the original desire that we used to have? What we call the original tzimtzum. The original tzimtzum was malchut, was receiving, and decided not to receive. So what do we do? When Malchut don't receive, it becomes empty. When it becomes empty, it becomes different from the system. So what do? We can reveal that emptiness, because that emptiness brings negativity. So what we do? We hide it. That hiding is the same hiding of the tree of knowledge. Okay? And it's hidden in a place called Rosha Delo Et Yada. Rosha, Re'ed, Delo Et Yada, that not been known. Okay? וכל בחינות המלכויות ששתם בצילות, לנסול לנוקבין, אם המלכות נצאום בית. So all the Malchut that we are experiencing in Atzilut, because we know that Malchut, the original Malchut that was hide, is in Adam Kadmon. In the world of Adam Kadmon, okay, we have Adam Kadmon, we have Atzilut, Briah, Yetzirah, Asiya. So in Adam Kadmon, that Malchut unrevealed, but in Atzilut, which is the aspect that come after, you have different Malchuyot. In every Sfira, there is Malchut. Every Sfira is Malchut. So the Malchuyot there are not necessarily coming from Tzimtzum Aleph. It's come from Tzimtzum Bet. What is Tzimtzum Bet? Remind you. Tzimtzum Bet is the Malchut going up to sweep the judgment. Okay? And when it goes up, it creates a short koma, short elevation. So it's become Keter Chochma, Malchut. Or, in different opinion, Keter Chochma, Gimel Rishonot of Bina, Malchut. So the end become wherever Malchut goes, it creates an end. It doesn't mean that Bina, Zerapin, Malchut was canceled. It's still there. But after Tzimtzum Bet, they are below that curtain, that the new curtain called Tzimtzum Bet. Similar to the body, as the Zohar teaches us, that you have a heart and you have the lungs. Okay, you have a heart and lungs. And below that, all the organs and digest. So this is called the Parsat, that's called the horseshoe. That is basically, the Malchut went up. So all the Malchuyot we're experiencing in Atzilut, coming from Tzimtzum Bet. Shibchinat Eitachtona Ba'enayim. And we know where is the Malchut went up. It went to the eyes, but the eyes is Chokhmah. It cannot go to the eyes. So it went to the Enayim, to the eye socket, Nikve Enayim. Umotziyah, Ozer Chotam Peh Lachutz. And for that reason, the three elevations, which is Bina, Zer, and Peh Lachutz, go down, which is Ozen, ears, Chotam, nose, Peh. Those are the three levels that has to go down. Malchut Zoh Yatzah Pechinat Katnut. And this Malchut, that went to Tzimtzum Bet, it creates katnut. Katnut means smallness, because the koma, the levels is not as big as it used to be before, because before that it was all koma shlema, going from Keter all the way in Malchut is 10 sefirot, and shooting back all chozer 10 sefirot, that's koma shlema. But now when Malchut go up, you have only כתר חוכמה, מלכות, and going up. זאת אומרת, קומה קצרה, זאת כל קטנות. שכל פרצופי הצילות וכל בחינות של גדלות נעשו לדעת הערת הזוג של אף סג ומורידה את התחלו מעיניים לפה. So what do we do if we want to have קומה גדולה? You have something called זיווג אף סג, אף סג דה אדם קדמון. When in the upper level, not in הצילות, the upper level, you have אף and סג. When those two systems, אף corresponding to יוד כבב כי, אף סג corresponding to יוד כבב כסג, when they have hitting combination or יחוד, then they revealed the מלכות of צמצום בית from that, it's going back to the original place which is the mouth, okay, פה, and then you have, you create קומה. יכולה להוריד את הידון קומה של צמצום בית, ועל ידי זה מחוזרים, אחורי, 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 למדרגה, ויוצאים נצחות, וכלים וגרימו להורות. And because of that, now you have a complete קומה, because נאי, נצחות יסוד, went down, and for that reason, if it went down, then you have enough אור חוזר to go all the way up, and for that reason, you revealed the whole גימל ראשונות. וסימצום ב' גימל ראשונות is there, but it's not been revealed. והנה גדלות זו, יכולים כל הפרצים לקבלו בתחילת זיווג ולסה בגר. And when this גדלות happened, when this greatness happened, everything below that received nourishment. הנסה בגר דעריך הנפין ב' עלייתם לראש עד אלו ידע, שהם מקבלים שם בחינת מלכות, וסימצום א' ונקרא פה. Now they're receiving from the original light. ואז יורד את די תחתונה מעיניים לפה, כבר מבחינת המדרגה התחתונה שעלתה ונחלה שם בזיווג ההוא, אמנם פרצוף מלכות האצילות, שהיא נוקבה, דזה רמפין נקראת רחל, אינה יכולה לעלות שם לקראת בזיווג ההוא. But, if we talk about from the point of האצילות, from the point of the world of emanation, the מלכות there of האצילות, remember, all the מלכות of האצילות come from, I just say it, from צמצום בית, from the second צמצום. So for that reason, it cannot be included in all this game. So, the place where it's talking about is called a mazalot. Mazalot not from the sign of the zodiac. Mazalot from the word of mazala. Mazala, we know that the 8 and 13. So much information. I'm looking at this like, this is it. If I have a crowd of 20 people, they're all gone. We're going somewhere else. But I have to explain it. I'm so sorry, guys. I'm so sorry. So I'm looking at myself like I start to enjoy it. I know when I start to enjoy something, I have no people. That's the story of my life. So I'm trying not to enjoy, but it's like a good series of movie, but we need to end it. I'm sorry. Next lecture will be easier. במים נוגבים של המזלות ונוצר ונקה, ולקבל משם מהרה להורדת אי תחתונה מעיניים שלה אל הפה, כדי משם נאי דקלים וגר דהורות. The whole system of bringing everything down, so we can have the right vessel to reflect אור חוזר, and through that to reveal all the גימל הראשונות, כדי חומה בינה. משום, כי אותה מלכות הכלולה בסערות דיקנה, דאריך הנפין אינה בחינת מלכות ממש, כי נגנזה בראש עוד לידה, אלא שבחינת יסוד המלכות, כי מזל ונקן לא נבחן למלכות דיקנה, אלא יסוד דיקנה בלבד. So this revelation is not exactly מלכות, it's only יסוד, I'm making it short. כיוון שאין שם בחינת מלכות ממש, אין המלכות האצילות שהיא נוקבה, זה גם יכולה להיכנס שם. Why? רב ברנדווין, he's taking so much time here to explain to us and help us and save us. Why? Why? Why מלכויות ואצילות cannot be included all this זיווג אפסג of אדם קדמון? Simply because all the מלכויות within האצילות not even consider מלכות in the upper level, they consider יסוד. Because there is מלכות, real מלכות, and there is what we call עטרה of יסוד. The עטרה of יסוד, meaning the clothing of יסוד, that's מלכות too. But this מלכות is not similar to the original מלכות. כל נוקבה דזער אנפין. כן לה כלום מבחינת עצמות נשים מלכות. Because מלכות of זער אנפין is only receiving light from זער אנפין. It's no identity by itself. כי בחינת יסוד המלכות היא בחינת זכר. ודאי יכולה לקרוא בחינת מים נוגבים אלו. So, if it's זכר, it's male, יסוד is זכר, it cannot push back the all מים נוגבים, the all אור חוזר, the all מים נוגבים up, because it's זכר. רק לעתיד לבוא, אחרי שהתגלה המלכות צמצו עליו כזה. When is this going to be activated? When the end of the tikkun, the Mashiach will come, and then we allow to reveal all of the luck and all of the desire we had. Because the old desire is actually a perfect thing. But that perfect thing has to be revealed in a perfection after we coming into the time of Beit HaMikdash, Mashiach, Tchiyat HaMitim, Kibbutz Galuyot. Besod Rosh Pina. If you remember, Even Ma'asu Abonim, Aita Lo Rosh Pina, we said in Rosh Chodesh, I think it's in the first Mizmor, Even Ma'asu Abonim, Aita Lo Rosh Pina, it's a stone that nobody liked, become the main stone that built the temple, meaning that stone that was Malchut that everybody hide, that nobody want to talk about, because it's a tree of knowledge, don't touch. But that's eventually the original desire. Why do we need the original desire? Because without the original desire, you cannot have Komash Lema, you cannot have all the knowledge that the Creator want to give. How much the Creator want to give? Endless. What do you need for that endless vessel? What is the endless vessel? Whoa. It's Rosh HaDerot Yada. It's Ganuz. It's hidden. So for that reason, we don't touch it. But for the future to come, that's the most important part. Without that, you don't finish the tikkun. So now, Malchuyot, all the Malchuyot that are waiting to be revealed, will be revealed in the time, when the time comes. And then this is Mashiach. When you have activated all the vessel, it's okay to receive whatever you want, and then all the light can come. Because Gar, the light of Gar, is tremendous amount of light. If we receive that type of light, a person can die, or it's considered a crime. So when people commit a crime, they actually try to steal from Gar. That's why the crime gives you such a joy, because you're stealing from there. But why is it hurting you? Because you don't have a vessel for it. Yes, you go and steal, but where are you going to put it? You have no place. It's like almost a person stealing money from the bank and he's coming out with $20 million, but he has no place to go. Can you imagine? So you have to carry $20 million. It doesn't have where to hide. So you don't have a vessel for it. That's why it's created danger. For that reason, Malchut has not been built like all the other faces. Remember, we start with the idea 5 times 5, 25, Kaf A, Bekislev, the Parzufim, the system. But Malchut has not been the same. For that reason, it says, Vayiven Hashem Elokim Shem Abba V'ima. Because Abba V'ima is building the Malchut, like Adam Rechava. Et Atzela Shem Malchut Dayanu, Shabba V'ima Bonim Ota Be'echal Shelahem Lemala. So there is a construction site called Abba V'ima. If you want to open a construction place, call it Abba V'ima. Okay? They take the Malchut and they fix it here. How do you this system go? When Nahi, Netzach HaDisot, go one level up. If Nahi go one level up, what it become? Chesed, Gvurah, Tiferet. It's the same thing. The lower triangle going to the upper triangle. The Chagat, so what happened to Chagat? Where are they going to go? Somebody took their house. Where are they going to go? They also go up. Right? The children go to the parents go to the grandparents. Where they go to Chabad. Not Chabad like Lubavitch. Chabad is Chokma bin Avadan. Shad imtzaim zachar v'nekeva shilbishu lenahi d'ari chanpin. So if this all system go up, so they become the levushim, they become the clothing of the belower. V'abba v'ima ilbishu lechagad. So what happened? Zachar v'nukva become the lower, become the clothing for Nahi. For Netzach HaDisot, the Ari Chanpin. The Abba V'ima become the clothing Lechagat, because they went up. Of what? Of Ari Chanpin too. The Ari Chanpin. So now, you have clothing for Chabad. V'gar the Ari Chanpin, what happened to what used to be the top? The top. Where they go? Because Nahi become Chagat. Chagat become Chabad. Where Chabad going? Where the grandparents are going? Well, the grandparents are going to one level above, which is Rosh HaDelord Yada. I'm almost done, guys, so stay with me. So now they're getting in that level, because in that level of Adam can want everything taking place. So they're getting the light of the Mazalot, of the Maim Nukvim of the Mazalot. They're taking the Eitachtona, they're taking the original A of Malchut. When I say A tachtona, I hope you understand. Yud, K, Vav, K, A tachtona. You have A, Yud, is Bina, A tachtona is Malchut. You take the A tachtona of Malchut from the Enayim. Lape, it's going to the mouth. V'lede kfifat rosh, the Arich Anpin, ממקום עלייתו למקום הקבוע שלו, ששם עובדים אבא ואמא, נמצאים אבא ואמא גם כן כלולים בזיווג הזה. And through that, the system that used to be כתר חומה בינה, דעת, if you wish, that went up, because everything went up in Arich Anpin or Tzilut. So they, it's called Kfifat Rosh, meaning the heads go down. What do you mean the heads go down? There is no head in Tzilut because they went down. So it's almost like the head go down. They go up and they receive part of that system that we talked about before that the original Malchut is receiving. מקבלים גם הם זו קומה הזו, so they receive two. ועל דרך זה בסוף תפיפת השם דרך במקום לידד, קומה קבוע שהוא חגד דערי חנפין, ששם הוא נמצא זכן וכלובה, זה גם זכן וכלובה מקבלים קומה זו של המזלות. Because they receive it in upper level, Everything below there, that Chagat that went to Chabad received it, Nahi that went to Chagat received it, ואז יורד את אי תחתונה מעיניים כפנו כבר לבחינת פה שלו, and that אי תחתונה מעיניים, the צמצום בית, because צמצום בית put the אי תחתונה to the עיניים, now this going to the נוקבה, to the mouth, ומחזרת את האוזן כותפיים שלו בדרגתה, and this is the system that everything go to a place, שהם נאי, the כלים, and now we have נצח עוד יסוד vessels, and if you have vessels of חיות אורות וכלים, if you have vessels, then you have lights, the lowest the vessel will be, the highest the light will go, ולשלמה בניין פרצפון הולך לקבל גם גר אורות, and through that, she can receive the כתוך מבינה, והנה, just seeing how far that's going to go. That's going to go for a while. בניין עלייה זו, לבניין פרצפה של המלכות, נבחנת התקלות עוד בנצח דאריך הנפין. And this elevation, to build that system of מלכות, okay, we are looking at like עוד בנצח דאריך הנפין, we look at that עוד הנצח within אריך הנפין, כי עליית זכה ונקבה נעשה לידת נאי, דאריך הנפין לחגת שלו. Because that system start by נאי go up and then pushing everything up, ונודע, אשר נצח זה זרנפין ובחינת זרנפין. We look at נצח as זרנפין itself, and hod as the level of the נוקבה. Because remember, in הצילות, you don't have a real מלכות. So the real מלכות now become hod. כי חגת שבזרנפין מתקללות עליונים שכזה חומה בינה, אלא כיוון שכל מלכות ירדו לבחינת ואף כתבות להשתנה שבם ונקראים בשם חגת. So, what happened exactly in זרנפין? Things went up, things go down. כזה חומה בינה, went down to Vav Tzavot, to Zer Anpin. So their name changed to Chesed Gvura Tiferet. Cannot go into details here, I'm so sorry. ונבחן אתה בעת עלייה אשר עוד דאריך אנפין, אם אנו כבר כלולה בו, נכללים בנצח דאריך אנפין. So hot of אריך אנפין, which is in the system of הצילות, with his female, I think he should say, אשר נצח עם הנקבה שלו. I think he should say, but maybe I'm doing a mistake. נכללים בנצח דאריך הנפין ששם על הזר הנפין, דיינו שהוא נעשית לבחינת שמאל דנצח, שבזה נעשה נוקבה לבחינת דוחה כמו זר הנפין, ואומר גם נוקבה זר הנפין כמו נוקבות הזיווג של מזלות דאריך הנפין. So because נצח and odd working together as a male and female, they're all receiving that system that we talk from above. בהתקללות זו, ננוקבה בנצח, גורמת גם כן להתקללות הנוקבה הגדולה של הזר הנפין. Because of the נוקבה of נצח, which is odd, happening, this is also happening in all the malchuyot above and below. בנוקבה הקטנה, שהיא רחל, כי נוקבה הגדולה שבגופו זה זרפין, היא בחינת מלכות, הכלולה בזכר. Because the נוקבה, or the female aspect of the body of זרפין, is the aspect of מלכות that is included within the male, ורק הנוקבה הקטנה, and all the small נוקבה, היא בחינת מלכות. And all the small נוקבה is the מלכות that drawing from hod of arich alpin, atzilut, אבל הנוקבה הגדולה שבגופות הזה הרפין נמשך מנצח. So, the big nukva that connect to the neck zer alpin, that connect to zer alpin, it's coming from נצח. The other nukva, the small, coming from hod, כמו zer alpin. לכן עלתה, שעלתה נוקבה הקטנה, נכללה בנצח דאריך alpin, הרי יושד בזה את בחינת הנוקבה הגדולה. So if the hod is actually the nukva of zer alpin, and this small nukva go up, it taken the place of the big nukva mean female, ונסתר רחל לבחינת מלכות דנצח. So now רחל, which is nukva קטנה, become מלכות of נצח. So the מלכות of נצח is actually hod, and it's actually the nukva הקטנה. וכל המוכין דאבא ואימא שלבשו בנוקבה זה שבגופו, זה אומר לי, אתה ברחל שנסתר גנדה של נוקבה הגדולה. So all what used to be the nukva of Zerapin in Atzilut, remember we talked about it before, the part that doesn't get nourishment from the Zum Bet, only if it's going to all the system that's going up, now there is a system that changed because the small nukva, okay, is moving into Netzach and taking the place of what used to be before the original nukva of every level. אמנם אין המלכות יכולה לעבוד עם המוכין ההם, שהם בחינות מוכין ויוצאים לנוסחים דדוכן, כי גם שיכולה לקבל למוכין על ידי התקללות, שלא עוד אריך הנפין מנצח, אבל אחר שעדיין זה רנפין למקומה, אין שום בחינתה שהיא בחינת עוד, צריכה למים נוקבים. אבל כן, אינה יכולה לדבק עם המוכין ההם, כן לבחינות מים נוקבים ביותה במקומה. שם לזה שהיא יכולה לעלות את האוזל חותם פה שלה, כדי להשלים את בניין פרצופה, בחינת יושבת לבחינת אחור באחור. But because this nukva is the nukva הקטנה, she cannot nourish in a normal way that every malchut is nourished after that tikkun, she can only receive nourishment from achoraim, עוד בכל אחור באחור. אף על פי שהיא מקומה שבה עם זרפין. But how come? We say that if something is equal to זרפין, it's supposed to get like זרפין. No. Because נוגבה הקטנה, it doesn't have the capability to receive the light from the פנים. So it's receiving from אחוריים. ועוד יש חיסרון, כי הבוכים האלו נמשכים לאתם מאכל אבא ואמא. There's another problem. This light are coming from אבא ואמא. והם מבחינת חוכמה בלי חסדים. And whatever comes from חוכמה ובינה, אבא ואמא, it's only light of wisdom. There is no mercy there. וכיוון שאין החומה יכולה להתלבש בנוקווה בלי חסדים, and we know the law say, no מלכות, no נוקווה, can receive light of wisdom, because then it's going back to what happened in the Adam and Eve and the tree of knowledge. For that reason, she cannot receive that light. She have to have חסדים. על כן אין היא יכולה לעמוד בבוכין אלו. For that reason, she cannot handle those light. שזה סוד כדרוגה, אין בית מלאכים, יכולים להשתמש בקדר אחד, if you remember, the complaint that the moon has about the sun on Wednesday, that the moon said, איך נוקווה, how do we have two rulers? ונאמר לה, לכי ומעטי את עצמך, that's what God said, go and make yourself smaller. היינו שתחזור לנקודה תחת יסוד זר אנפין. And God tried to say, become small that below יסוד, and then you can receive, if you become the עטרה, if you become the עטרה of יסוד, which is מלכות. ולבוא לבחינת דיבור מחדש, שם וקבל לבחינות מים נוקבים כבחינתה, והיא ממלכות הנתמתקת במידת הרחמים דבינה. And this is like מלכות that becomes sweet, like צמצום בית, in bina ki malchut shel atma hare nigneza berosh ha'lo yada because all the malchuyot are hidden in rosh ha'lo yada malchut zu im bkhinat tzimtzum bet this malchut we talk about coming only for tzimtzum bet meshameshet ba'atzilut only in atzilut umra malchut zu en la rak vav tzavot bligar and because this malchut coming after tzimtzum bet doesn't have a full koma only vav tzavot only like zera pin six sfirot without gar וכדי לקבל הבוכין דגר, but if you want to receive the light of גר, שבוכין דפנים, what is the גר? is בוכין דפנים, is the livelihood of the face, but face mean פנימי, פנימי mean בוכין הדלת, the strongest desire, which has been concealed, what do you do if you want to receive that? נכללת מלכות זו בבינה, באתרה דגבורה שבמוכין דזרפין, וכשיוצאת קומת גר, על אתרה דגבורה זרפין, זאת גם מלכות, דאימא מקבלת קומה זו מתקללות בה, אחרי זה מושפעים מן הזרפין מוכין אלו, אין לנו כבר, ויש לה מוכין דגר, הבאים בהתלבשות, החומה בחסדים יכולה לעמוד עם זרפין בבעין פנים. How do we fix it? That מלכות will receive פנים ופנים and not אחוריים, because otherwise she wouldn't receive light. So what is telling us from Brandwein here? Look what he say. What do we need to do? The מלכות, this מלכות of בינה, באתרה דגבורה שבבוכין דזרפין. כשיוצאת קומת גר על אתרה דגבורה, when the gimel rishonot is coming to the gvura of zeranpin nimtzet gam malchut de ima mekablet koma zo also the malchut of ima receiving it because it's a left column mitkalalut ba achad mushpaim la zeranpin mochim elu elanu gvura so by being included those light will come to gvura coming to her as well and then she have the livelihood of gimel rishonot mitlabshut hachokma bechasadim mixing light of wisdom and light of mercy and then she can receive it. הרי נתבהר ההפרש הגדול. Now we understand the difference of receiving light from אחוריים, receiving light of פנים. במוכין דאחור שם למדין פרצופה, the back to back is to build the system called מלכות, מצאים בה מתלבשים במוכין דמזלות. She receives some light, but it's only the מזלות. כמו שמתלשים את זרנפין עצמו, like זרנפין, שהם בהם זיווג אבא ואמא, על המים נוקבים זה צמצום א', זאת שתי המורות הגדולים. She receives the same way צמצום א', שאין כאן מוכין דפנים בפנים. So this is באחוריים. But when it's פנים בפנים, when it's face of face, פעמים זהו של הזה בראש של זרנפין, this is the connection that happened in the head of זרנפין, on מלכות דאימא נקלט באתרה דגבורה דזרנפין, מקבלת רק מבחינת הערה לבד מן המוכין של המזלות שבראש זרנפין. Then she received from the מזלות of what happened in זרנפין, עיקר המוכין האלה במלכות דאימא, שהיא צמצום בן. But most of the light that the Zerampin is getting is from Bina. And if it's coming from Bina, it's coming from Malchut in Bina. What happens to Malchut in Bina? Tzimtzum Bet. ובחינות ופצוות ואין לה בחינות גר. רק בדברות עם יסוד the Zerampin. ולא אחרי שנפשם אמנו גם כתרו גדול מכתרה. So, we have a problem here. We have Malchut in one way, receiving, if she received the light in a certain way, it will not be able to receive. If she receiving from Zerampin, it will be less. So what do we do? וזה אמרו, והיא עוד תמנה יומי חנוכה, שבחנוכה ניסה תיקון העוד. אין חנוכה, we fixing hod. What does that mean? And ברובן זה שמונה ימי חנוכה, by lighting 8 candles. הוא מפרש, לארבע ועשרים יומים דיינון, we have 24 days before חנוכה. That's why the 3 days before חנוכה, quite, quite important, very important. The whole Kislev is important. דיינו, התיקון של התקללות עוד בנצח. In those days, עוד הנצח combined. שעל ידי זה הנוקבה שהיא בעוד, נשלמת בתיקון פרצופה. Because the נקבה, which is עוד, fixing itself, מעלית את האוזר חותם פשלה שהם נאי דקלים, through that she elevate air, נצח עוד יסוד, the vessel, אמנם האורות לא יכלה לקבל לאותם אורות החוכמה, but she cannot receive that light because light of wisdom, there is no light of mercy. ולכן היא עובדת בעת ההיא אחור באחור. So she's back to back. עם זה רנפין. ולפיכך כי אז הזמן של התגברות הדינים והחושך. That's why there is a lot of judgment and darkness. שזה סוד הצרה עצומה שאתה אז לישראל. Now you know why the Greek was really crushing the Israelite. ואמרו לישראל, כתבו לכם על קרן השור. That's why he say, I want you to write on the bull horn that you don't have part of God. שהוא סוד קו השמאל. Why it have to be sure? Couldn't be a horn of something else, because we show, we know it's left column. כף שמאל. שאין לכם חלק בלוקי ישראל. ולדי המסירות דף של מתתיהו. But because מתתיהו gave his life, was ready to die, and his children, שכינו כנת השם צבאות על כבוד התורה, בקדושת השם יתברך, אז מיד עלי זית תרף בפיה. Automatically, they were able to be like the pigeon that has leaves, a branch of olive, נתגלה מלכות הבנולה. What does that mean? They were able to reveal the malchut from Tzimtzum Aleph, it's called malchut Banula, that has been locked, and in a miracle. Besharia, kaf A al Israel be kaf A, kislev enav ko odvan di yichudah dilun shma. And at that time, the ko, kaf A, which is a complete parzufim, 5 times 5. Okay, keter 5, chma 5, malchut 5, dainu shegamu shetmashu chassadim bayit el nukva. Bayim nesirut nefesh, the activate the chassadim. Asher az yachla lekabel gam ha-chokhma. So now malchut can receive the chokhma. Something she could not receive in any way till Mashiach will come. V'idliku ner chanukah. Min ha-shemen. Arumez le-chokhma. How to light the candle? From the oil and oil. Remember, olive oil connect to the sefirat chokhma. That's why the kings, when you announce a king, how you say, announce a king? Announce? Anoint. Anoint the king, you put olive oil on them. Anoint. Anoint the coin. Like when you anoint somebody, it doesn't...
Anoint.
Anoint, it's meaning, that's chokhmah, you're getting chokhmah. Okay? ודאיו חנוכה, הרומז אל החסדים של היחוד העליון, שנתגלה בנוגבה בעת ההיא. That's what חנוכה mean. That revelation of light of mercy that can reveal all this light. ותכף נתלבש ונתגלה גם החוכמה. Now, the light of wisdom can be revealed, because without light of mercy, there is no light of wisdom. אשר התגלות זאת היא רק בזמן הגמר התיקון. Only in the end of the תיקון, you can actually reveal that. אחר שתגלה המלכות הצמצום א', בעזרת השם, that the מלכות of צמצום א' will be revealed, then we can nourish it with everything. בסוד אבן מה עשו הבונים הייתה לראש פינה, וזו היא הפלאה הגדולה שאתה בחנוכה. And that's the wonder that happened in חנוכה, say Rabbanvain. What's the wonder? That actually in חנוכה, they get to enjoy Gmar HaTikun. It was Gmar HaTikun. And that's why every year in Hanukkah, you can enjoy Gmar HaTikun. Those of you didn't do Tshuva yet and you wanted something to change, think about it now. Prepare. V'nei Netzach, Shehu Zeranpin. We know Netzach is Zeranpin. U'kshenahi shelo mitlapshim bebochin de Nukva. And is Nahi of Zeranpin is dressed with the Nukva. As dinim shelo shem dinim duchrin, neshachim tzimtzum alef. We know the Zachar as dinim duchrin. Dinim duchrin mean male judgment that come from the original tzimtzum alef. Shem p'chinot dinim tkifim, it's a harsh judgment. When I teach about the shofar, I'm sure you remember. Em nimtakim emurchim nenukva. They sweet by the moch in the nukva, by the livelihood of the nukva. Shinim shechem malchut de ima. Where is the sweet come? From malchut that went to ima, tzimtzum bet. Shem rachamim, tzimtzum bet. ונח, ונוח לפני מבול שלא ביקש רחמים, and remember, נוח, who didn't ask for mercy before the מבול, והעבונות התחתונים גברו, לכן נתגלו הדינים הקשים דנצח, because נוח didn't ask mercy for this generation, it was more judgment every day, וזה אמרו, אבל נצח את המרבה ותנח התיבה בחודש השביעי, And that's how we know that he fixed Netzach Noach. That's why it say in the seventh month. What is the seventh month? Netzach. Sfira of Netzach is seven. Shuzot Netzach, Sfira Shvit, Bimala Lemata. If you count Keter, Chokma, Bina, Chesed, Gvura, Diferet, Netzach. Netzach is seven. Od is eight. Begin the Netzach, Bira, Mez, Noach, Tzadik. But not Lepshu, Azanahi, the Netzach, Shebnai, the Zeranpin, the Ocho Nukva, Ela, the Arubot Shamayim. Shuzot Nizahu. What does it say? It doesn't say that Netzach and Od get along at that time. That was at the end of the Tikkun. It says, the Arubot Shamayim Niftachu. That Aruba, the chimney of heaven opened and the rain start coming. And that's why it says that the water was accelerating and becoming more and more and more.